Older LGBTQ adults face a number of challenges, especially when it comes to finding housing and care. SAGE, a national advocacy leader in this space, created a system of training programs for care providers. Tonight, you'll hear from Housing Director Nikki Mustafa, who highlights how the training has improved her team's ability to support residents.
No, none of my pieces match at all.
Sadly, approximately 70% of LGBTQ older adults go back in the closet when they enter a skilled nursing facility. And that statistic makes me so sad because it's no quality of life to be hiding who you are, to not be your authentic self, to basically be forced to live a lie. I've worked in the field of aging for 20 years. I originally worked at a long-term care community in the Chicagoland area. However, they were faith-based and I would say homophobic. And so I identify as part of the LGBTQ community, and I didn't feel safe or comfortable identifying as part of the community while I was working there. And so I left. LGBTQ older adults are very marginalized and vulnerable in many different ways. They are much less likely to be aging with family support, and they're twice as likely to be living alone compared to their heterosexual and cisgender peers.
My name is Brian Dennis. I'm 70 years old. I think I always knew that I was gay. I arrived at home because I lived down the street and they sold the building. So I just had to find some place. And this was the first place that I actually looked at. It's a nice place to be.
Home is a great model for LGBT inclusive programs and services. They are SAGE Care credentialed. That means that they put an emphasis on making sure all of their programs and services are inclusive and welcoming for LGBTQ older adults.
Several years ago, Home decided that we wanted to better support all of our seniors in our buildings, so we decided to do the SAGE Care training.
SAGE Care was developed in 2016 as a model for organizations to receive training and then become credentialed. Currently, there are over 1,000 SAGE Care credentialed organizations across the country, and they've trained over 250,000 people. When I do a SAGE Care training, it's important for me to highlight really the unique barriers that LGBTQ older adults are having in the aging process. These LGBTQ older adults that we're serving, they have lived through a lifetime of discrimination. And so that absolutely takes a toll on their well-being. They're more likely to be lower income. They are more likely to have chronic health conditions at a younger age.
I hope that my work has just made people feel less alone.
Nikki is a great person. You know, you could go and talk to her about anything.
I met Brian in 2016, and we instantly hit it off. We're both goofballs. We both love trashy reality TV. I picked an impossible puzzle to do.
Well, what else is new?
I hope that I have created an environment where everyone feels safe and feel seen.
LGBTQ older adults really did pave the way for many of us today in terms of our rights in this country, but they shouldn't have to feel like they need to continue to fight for their rights and be activists as they're aging. And we are all aging, so we will all be there someday. So if we can put these programs and services into place now, they'll be there for us when we need it. My name is Britta Larson, and this is my brief but spectacular take on feeling at home.
And you can watch more of our brief but spectacular videos on aging online at pbs.org/newshour/longevity.